The Supply Act would create a government-backed loan program to help homeowners pay for the construction of tiny homes in their backyards. Congressman Liccardo addressed the House of Representatives, presenting this act as a means to address the nation's severe housing shortage.
America faces a housing crisis. One part of the solution to that crisis, though, lies right in our backyards. The solution has many names: granny flats, backyard cottages, or accessory dwelling units, but all expand our affordable housing supply.
These accessory dwelling units, or ADUs, are typically between 600 and 1,200 square feet and supplement an already built house. Because ADU is such a broad category, encompassing garage spaces, basement spaces, and backyard homes, it's difficult for appraisers to assess them in a standard way, making it hard for would-be ADU owners to get loans. Liccardo found that even when permitting restrictions were eased, limited lending options meant that ADU construction was primarily accessible only to wealthy homeowners.
When I was mayor of San Jose, we made building backyard apartments easier by enabling thousands of homeowners to be able to get their permits online in a single day. The problem, though, was that many homeowners of modest means could never get a shovel in the ground because they couldn't get financing. So we talked to the banks, and the banks said they would lend if homeowners could get FHA insurance or Fannie or Freddie would backstop the loans. So today, along with my Republican colleague, Andrew Garbarino, I've introduced a bill to do just that. The Bipartisan Supply Act will empower homeowners to become home providers.
The act would offer a government backstop for private lenders in case the homeowner defaults, reducing risk for investors. It's endorsed by the Mortgage Bankers Association, the National Association of Home Builders, and the California and Nevada Credit Union Leagues. Liccardo acknowledges that this act wouldn't end the housing crisis, but said that other homeownership programs are controversial, costly, and more difficult to get through Congress. For KPFA News, I'm Brooke Helena Kirkner.